Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, all listeners of Jake and Drew, to another episode, the March Madness episode of Jake and Drew, the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Jake. I know our live listeners can hear that, but that was phenomenal. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have a very special show today. Our first live show, Jake.
First ever live.
We got some listeners on right now. Poor souls. But we're going to talk about a lot of things today that I think are going to really pique our viewers' interest. Is that right, Jake?
Yes, we're coming to you live, trying to give you the best picks for your bracket. I know this time can be stressful. Do I pick the best mascot? Do I pick... really just the best mascot. Do I pick the best team? Do I pick the best seed? Do I go homer route? What do I do? And that's why we're here. Unbiased, only correct.
Making decisions for you.
Yes. Filling in the perfect bracket here, Jake and Drew.
Okay, beautiful. Well, let's just start how we always do. Jake, do you have any updates for us before we get really into March Madness?
No updates. Life's good.
Okay, awesome. I'm just excited. It was a good weekend of basketball last weekend. We've talked with a lot of insiders. We know a lot. Should we just get right into it?
Let's do it. Let's get started on this bracket, help you out here. We got our first comment from Kendall Harris. Served my mission with him. Jake, I'm actually watching. Better impressed, bro. Okay, you made me very nervous now. I'm actually going to pick all 16 seeds now to win.
Who does Kendall Harris think tournament. That he is?
Yeah. Gosh dang, I put in unnecessary pressure on me.
I like where...
Yeah. All right, let's start off. Auburn versus Aalst or Svilpa?
I don't know. Svilpa has been pretty dangerous this year.
Svilpa, I'm scared of.
Actually, I don't know what that is.
I thought it was Stephen F. Austin for a second.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, wait, are we about to pick Stephen F. Austin first round?
I mean, I do like me some Stephen F. Austin.
For the people listening and for the people just, I mean, watching as well, too, we're doing this, we're kind of combining our thoughts. Jake and I never agree on anything, but today we're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to agree on something. Is that right?
I think that's right. Okay. Double. Oh.
We're going to agree on something.
Agree.
Okay. Well.
We agree. We talk and we don't get angry.
We talk and then we don't get angry. And then we agree.
We agree.
What do we agree on here, Jake?
I got Auburn. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Number one team in the whole
bracket.
We won't
give you the boring stuff. Okay.
Hopefully you can see the screen up there. We picked Auburn. Hopefully you're following along with your own bracket. We got another comment coming in. Hey, Jake, been listening to your podcast. Doing good. Hope all is well. That's from Gelsworth 363. Thank you. Always great to have a listener listen to the pod. Another person from my mission. So
beautiful.
Great stuff.
So who do we got for the next one? 8-9, Louisville to the layman, and Creighton. Both great teams. Both... a little bit in weird seedings here. Creighton made a great run the Big East tournament, and Louisville, possibly the most underrated team as far as rankings go, in or seeding goes in the March Madness bracket. Who do we got in this one, Jake?
It's an interesting one. First, let me say, I swear every year we can just lock into the bracket, predict before the year, put some money on it that Creighton will be a 9 seed. I swear they're a 9 seed every year. But most years they disappoint. This year I got them winning. I got Creighton. Who do you got?
I got Louisville.
Oh, we disagree. That was quick. That was quick.
At all.
So,
but we're here. We're here to agree.
We're here to agree.
How do we solve these issues between us, Jake?
Well, I don't know. What should we do? Flip a coin? Rock, paper, scissors? Let the audience decide. We got 5 viewers. First person to text in something. I mean, I'll give it to you.
If the audience doesn't help us decide, then I think that we should just every other. You get a pick, I get a pick.
I don't know if I want this one. I don't. Do you want this one?
I want this one.
You want this one?
I'm very confident about Louisville in this matchup.
Okay. Let's go Louisville.
Hey.
That's how our bracket's looking.
That is called a win-lose compromise. It's not ideal, but it works somewhat.
I don't think there's... What is a win-lose compromise?
I won and you lose.
That's not a compromise. That's not a compromise.
That's a compromise. We compromised.
Can I take a second to talk about what happened yesterday? For those of you, this has nothing to do with March Madness. Getting a little off topic. I played Secret Hitler with my parents the other day, and they didn't understand the rules at all.
Made me really mad.
An hour within playing,
that was the best time I've ever played Secret Hitler.
They were rage baiting me. My dad, he said, "Wait, Hitler's in this game?" That's where I lost it and threw the whole.
I think you lost it when you got to be the fascist, which is the fun part of the game, is when you get to be the bad guy. And then I did the whole thing where we figure out who the good guys and bad guys are. And then after we got all that, Mom goes, "Wait, were we supposed to open our eyes if we were the fascists?"
Yeah, that sucked. Yeah, or when Mom said, "Wait, a chancellor, like in the Lorax." I was like, "Mom, that's the onceler, not the chance."
I missed that part, but I think it was hilarious.
I just got rage baited. Do we get another comment in here? Kendall Harris is blowing up the feed. Higher scoring team.
I guess he doesn't know how to pronounce Louisville or Louisville. He just has to say higher.
It's a hard name to pronounce.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Michigan, okay. UC San Diego. We're kind of San Diego guys. What do we know about this matchup?
Well, UC San Diego's on a huge win streak right now.
I believe 14 of the last 15 wins.
14 of the last 15. They're looking good, but Michigan, they didn't really get a good seeding choice here. I mean, low five seed. I mean, kind of the disrespect that we saw with BYU as well. As much as I would love to pick UC San Diego and could see an upset, I'm going with Michigan.
Interesting. Okay. In most of my brackets, I picked the UC San Diego just because they're rolling. They're hot.
Yes.
And I stand by that. But I think we could... hey, it's March Madness.
My argument is UC San Diego doesn't have someone above the height of 6'8". Michigan has 2 7-footers. What are they going to do? I don't see it. So are we going Michigan?
We'll go Michigan.
I bet. Michigan.
How are we feeling about Texas A&M and Yale? Yale for Jake is that girlfriend, that one girl from English class in high school that he just thinks about on the daily. It's his compare girl where he's just like, no matter how ugly she looks, he always remembers her from that one day in September of freshman year.
I don't think it's the daily. I think it's just like, today is St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day. It's like I had a girl on St. Patty's Day and we had this great day on St. Patty's Day. So every day. Every St. Patty's Day from that day forward, I think about her, you know? It's just one day. And I don't think about Yale at all until it comes to March Madness. And I'm like, oh, crap, they made the tournament. Now I'm going to have to pick them. Why? Is it because they're smart or they have players that I would trust to date my daughter? I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I like Yale, and I picked them again this year as well.
Okay, to Yale, beat Texas A&M. Goes. I sometimes am curious to the previews.
Did you pick Yale?
In this bracket? We're working together here, Jake. Okay. I can't reveal my real bracket. I'm going to win like $130,000 with my real bracket. Yeah, those look like guys that you want to date your daughter on Jake's side, apparently. But I wanted to see just the statistic. There's always a statistic at the bottom that says, hey, number 4 seeds have won 78% of meetings with number 13 seeds.
It's about 3/4.
But at least one 13 seed has beaten a number 4 seed in 28 of the 39 tournaments. So,
pretty common.
Looks like at least one. But it does seem like 4 seeds are a safe seed to be, it seems like.
It's a good seed to be.
Okay, let's move on to SDSU/UNC versus Ole Miss. We know these abbreviations for these ones.
Yes.
Jake, we have a 6-11. 6 is a dangerous seed to be in.
It totally is.
Oh, I ran out of time on social media.
Bummer.
Do we see Ole Miss fighting those odds? It's weird to say that, considering they're the high-ranked team. I'm not a big SEC guy. I don't like... the SEC conference, as far as I think a lot of teams do great from the SEC in the March Madness bracket. But if you have, I don't know, 5 of your Sweet 16 teams as SEC teams, I think you got to go back and change that, lower it to 3. I don't know. I'm not saying they're going to get out here, but I'm just saying.
I agree with you. I like San Diego State. I like North Carolina. Actually, I'll take that back. I don't like North Carolina. I don't know why they got into the tournament. But I picked them to win this game over Ole Miss.
Okay.
Whatever team it is.
I think so, too. I think this is a bad matchup for Ole Miss. I'm excited to watch this game, though.
Totally.
Okay. Iowa State versus Lipscomb.
Lipscomb.
I love me some Lipscomb.
Do you think Lipscomb is a team of destiny?
I don't know why that. Don't know why that was the first time we used team of destiny. I think Iowa State is just one of the best teams across the board. They've got some injuries in the backcourt, but with two injuries in their backcourt, they still went down to the wire with BYU, who's great. I think that Iowa State clears here.
I concur. And can we talk about how they're ranked higher than BYU, even though we've beaten them the last two times? We have a better Big 12 conference record than them, and we have a better regular record than them.
It is peculiar. Make it peculiar. Do they have more quad one wins, or I don't know what the...
I don't know. Maybe more top 25 wins, but if we beat them the last two times, one in the tournament, I think we deserve it. We deserve a higher seed.
I agree with that.
Next one. Let's keep it moving, right? Am I right?
We have voices for radio, but not faces for radio. We can't pander to this camera. I hate this.
I'm like, camera one, camera two, camera, camera two. One. Camera two. Camera one, camera two.
Marquette, New Mexico. Both schools
swing.
That Marquette.
Swing. Whoop. That's
is that for Marquette or is that for the New Mexicans?
Oh, no, that was what reference was that? That was
from Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Why are we doing Wayne? Okay. Oh, camera one, camera two.
Okay.
Who do we have here, Jake?
I like Dwayne Wade, so I picked Marquette. That was my only reason. Who'd you pick? New Mexico?
Usually I like the 10 over 7 upset, but I don't think it usually, let's look at the statistic on that one. I don't think it usually goes that way. I picked Marquette because I think they hail from the Big East. Is that right? Marquette? Maybe, maybe not. Yes, they are from the Big East. I think they're a lot more dangerous of a team, playing harder competition than the Big East. Seven seeds, 61%. But mind you, everybody, I always get these ones wrong. So if you are thinking, man, I don't know who to pick, New Mexico or Marquette, I feel pretty confident that Marquette's going to win. So you might want to pick New Mexico because of that. Just saying.
That's fair.
Next one, Michigan State, Bryant. What's Bryant's mascot? Is that a puppy dog?
I think it's Kobe.
Oh, Kobe.
It's a plane. It's a helicopter. Oh, that's okay. No.
It's a problem with being on live shows.
Redo. I don't think they heard me. We're pretty far away, but the podcast definitely.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Heard me.
Is there going to be any 15 seeds upsetting twos? It usually happens.
It doesn't, I don't think. Can we check the statistic? May we?
Well, I feel like it's every other year it happens. I think we're due. It looks like most of the time, I love that we're not giving our insights, 145 and 11, 92%. However, a 15 seed has won a game three of the past four tournaments. Mm. So that's why I think it's in my mind.
Wow. I don't see it.
No, I don't see it either. I think Michigan State's a Final Four team. Okay. Yeah. Florida, Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Agree or disagree?
Norfolk. We're doing it a little different here. No, I go Florida.
Okay. Great matchup here. UConn, Oklahoma. Who do you like here?
I like the back-to-back champs. UConn Huskies.
Man, I can't. Dan Hurley, he's great. But sometimes I can't stand that guy.
Can't stand.
Not a friend of the podcast. I don't know if we have any friends of the podcast besides maybe
Big Boy Coog.
Big Boob Coog.
Big Boob Coogie.
Memphis.
Big Booby Coogie.
Memphis. How pissed
would he be if I said that to him?
Dude, he's got mad.
Big Boogie Booby Coogie.
He's got mad beef with you. Maybe that's his new nickname.
Yeah, he's been beefing with me the last couple pods.
Did I tell you I saw him yesterday?
Yeah, what did he say?
He was walking through the park with his family.
Oh.
And I saw him. I guess we have the same park. He came over and told me that he's got some major beef with you. He didn't realize it was going to get so personal, but
oh wow,
he's feeling it.
If Big Boy Coog joins this live, Just give us a text, Big Boy Coug. We'll add you and join you in.
We're going to show his face?
Yes, we'll show his. Oh, do we want to? Maybe he's got to put on a mask first. Put on a ski mask, and then we'll let him in. And now that I'm thinking about that, though, he definitely did not hear that because
he's not a Hun.
He's not right now. So,
whoops.
This is great air. Okay.
Talk to me about Memphis and Colorado State.
Did you pick UConn?
I did pick UConn.
Okay. Memphis, okay. Colorado State. I like Memphis a lot. I know a lot of people are picking Colorado State. What do you see?
It's at 5-12. Memphis is, I remember when I went on my mission, 2019, Memphis was about the up-and-coming school. They got, like, I think Penny Hardaway to be their coach or something, and then they had all these great recruits. It's kind of fallen off. Didn't really pan out. But I think I'm rolling with Memphis. Colorado State, if they won, wouldn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. Not the least bit. But this is, like, one of those games where it's 50-50. It's either going to be Memphis blows them out or Colorado State gets the win.
I agree. Maryland and Grand Canyon.
A lot of hype around the Terps of Maryland, the Tortoises. The
Terpents.
Grand Canyon just beat UVU Turpentine. This last week.
Yes, they did.
So
I would be surprised.
High-scoring teams.
I'd be surprised if Grand Canyon won.
Really?
Colored me surprised.
We're not going to colored you.
Colored me surprised if Grand Canyon wins. I thought UVU should have been in this spot, and I think UVU could have made some noise in the tournament.
Oh.
But I don't think Grand Canyon can.
What would that noise sound like?
What's their mascot? It's a cougar, right? No, it's a valley. It's the valley. It's the valley cougar.
Rally the valley.
Wolverine.
Protect the day. That's the sound they'd make?
Yes.
And then the tortoises would make the sound of?
Ribbit? No. What does a turtle say?
Wait, it's a frogmouth turtle?
A frogmouth turtle.
That's crazy.
Very rare.
I don't think they make sounds. Do turtles make sounds?
I don't know. I think it's kind of like the song, What Does the Fox Say?
No.
What does the turtle say? Ring, ding, 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 ding. Have you heard? Well, I mean, they go in slow motion. Do they talk in slow motion too?
They're just always saying bad words in slow motion.
Hmm.
So who do we decide on this one?
I think the Turpentines, the tortoises. Okay.
I like Grand Canyon. If you're feeling Grand Canyon, roll with them. But we're going to take Maryland. Drake in Missouri. Baby, I like your style.
Well, I'm a Kendrick fan, so I got Missouri. But who do you got?
I got Drake.
Okay, I'll let you have Drake.
They play a you slow brand of basketball. This is a Brian Ferreter kind of basketball right here. He would That's love this pull. Team. Drake. Taking it. Texas Tech, UNC Wilmington.
What do you think of Drake's new album?
Love it.
Subpar.
I don't say... I retract love it.
They not like us.
I'd say it's good.
Certified lover boy.
It's not the best
Certified
album.
Certified pedophile.
You're sliding into Generation Alpha, Jake, and you're not really Generation X.
Well, I like anymore. Kendrick's music.
It just seems like you're just trying to do what's trendy.
No.
I like Kendrick's music, too, but it seems like you're just trying to be trendy.
Not at all.
You got some boogers in your chain? UNC Wilmington Peek-a-boo. Just sounds like a team that would have an upset. I don't know why that is. They just seem like a team that's like, oh,
interesting.
Good for them.
Good for them. You want to pick them? Can we take a look at the preview? Let's take a look at the preview.
We got a hot record. But I think Texas Tech is too good.
The Raiders.
The Seahawks. Ooh. I'm going to judge these based on these people who are their leading scorers. Calamari McGriff,
the greatest shooter in all of basketball.
Calamari McGriff.
The greatest shooter, they say, in all of basketball.
6'4 point guard from UMC Wilmington.
Darian Williams.
Oh, I was like, dang, they got some.
Let's look at the McGriffs. What
notable wins. They lost by 20 to Kansas.
Notable.
Wow, they beat Charleston three times.
You know what they say about Charleston.
Don't
mess with Charleston.
Three seeds of 185%. I think we looked at this one already. Three seeds are 26-2 in this matchup. But one of those defeats came last year when Kentucky fell to Oakland. That was a great one.
Yeah.
Ginkle.
Yeah.
Jack
is
Ginkle.
Everyone Kentucky, though? I don't think so. Do you want to pick UCL? They are due. A 14 seed is due.
Are we due? Let's go. We're
but
due.
Is this one due?
We're due.
We're due. Okay. We're due.
I feel like we have, whenever we talk about UNC Wilmington, we have to talk like we're white guys from the 1800s.
UNC Wilmington. UNC Wilmington, the highest class in all of college.
Say he's the greatest player alive, they say.
March Madness.
Kansas and Arkansas, a game that I
There's
think
no
I will
madness
watch.
On this team. There's only straight shooters at UMC.
Okay. All right, so UMC Wilmington, they won. Kansas and Arkansas, a battle of the coaches falls in a 7-10 seed. You do usually see these two coaches coaching 1 and 2 seeds. Now they're coaching 7 and 10 seeds. They're probably washed. But who are you taking this one, Jake? I think I know.
I like Kansas. Jayhawk, Chalk, Arkansas, no flaws, got the claw. They are raw. Kansas in 5. Kansas in 5. You like that pick too? I know you're kind of big on Arkansas.
This is the first year that I've picked Kansas to lose in the first round. For the last 12 years straight, people know this about me if they pay attention to me, but most people don't pay attention to me. I pick Kansas every year to win. And I stopped doing that in 2022
when they did win.
I said, okay, now that I've run with them, it was one of those things where I kept picking them. I was like, I do think they're going to win, but I was also like, it's been like 12 years. I'm just picking them at this point because I need them to win or I'm going to hurt myself physically. So, because
if you pick them not to win, that's going to be the year they won.
That's going to be the year they won. And I would have done that in 22. So I picked Arkansas to win this game. I don't think Arkansas is a better team, but it's March Madness. I think that Kansas has shown me time and time again that they're not the team that we thought they were.
I think they're experienced, though.
St. John's, Omaha. This would be the craziest upset. I think St. John's is the best 2 seed in this bracket.
Wow. I don't follow college basketball till March Madness.
That's a good strategy. I should have done that.
Yeah. So I actually didn't know about this St. John's team.
Oh, beautiful team. Let me see what their record
is. They got a great coach. So you
30-4. They're like top 5 in the nation.
I had them getting upset pretty fast in this tournament, but you've sold me on them. You have sold me.
Don't mess with Patino. Hey.
Ricky.
Strippers, hookers, don't matter. St. John's winning it all.
Well, that doesn't even make sense. Oh, you're supposed to rhyme it with Omaha. Omaha. What
rhymes with Omaha? Cocaine, strippers.
St. John's in 5. St. John's in 5.
Okay, right. St. John's. Man, we are hauling through this. It's going so fast.
Yeah.
Duke or America, Jake?
Duke or America? I got Duke.
Mississippi State or Baylor?
I got Baylor. I like...
You like the Big 12 boys?
AJ.
EJ. Is there someone missing?
What's his name? VJ.
VJ.
I told you, I don't follow until March. I don't
He's an ESPN 100.
Yes, he is supposed to be a top 3 draft pick. So you see those players make some runs in the bracket. Will it be this year?
I don't know.
Who's to say?
It's always cute when the notable results are always losses. But I think Baylor doesn't strike me as a great team. Like, I don't think they're really a team that's going to do much in this bracket. They're not the great Big 12 team, but I think that any Big 12 team, and I'm a little biased, I think it's the strongest basketball conference. So I think that any team in the Big 12 has got my vote. Oregon Liberty. Liberty kind of went on a run last year, I believe it was, or maybe 2 years ago. They're kind of a dangerous 5-12, but Oregon is red hot right now. They look really good, and they've got an ESPN top 100 player on their team, I believe, too. Neither of them. Never mind. Scratch
Wrong.
That.
They've beaten Alabama. They've beaten the Wisconsin Badgers. What has Liberty done? Not a whole lot. They beat Kansas State, who's a Big 12 team, but Kansas State hasn't been amazing this year. Liberty, they're great on the defensive side of the ball. I picked them to win in my personal bracket. Where do you got them?
Liberty, you did?
Yes.
I think I had Oregon for this one.
We can go Oregon. You want to go Oregon?
Actually, I like picking against Oregon. I don't like Oregon. So I think that Oregon will win, but I don't like Oregon. So I'm feeling more comfortable if they lost that game.
Okay,
next up, Arizona-Akron. Similar sentiment. I hate both these teams. Well, actually, I don't hate Akron. I just hate Arizona.
Yes.
But it's one of those games where I think that Arizona, if 1 year is going to be their year to make a run to the Elite Eight, I think it's this year. I think they have a really – all they got to do is get past Duke, but I think that that's really their biggest test until they – face one of these next teams in the bottom half that we're going to get to.
This is Arizona?
Arizona.
I do love Arizona.
Do you love Akron more?
I like Arizona.
Taking Arizona.
You want to go Arizona?
Go Wildcats.
I love Caleb Love.
We can skip this game. This game is probably not going to matter.
Yeah, who cares about this
game? No, who do we think, Jake? Are we going to pick BYU?
Rise and shout, the Cougars are out, and something else.
Do we have to pick BYU to win at all? Is that like part of our contract with BYU?
I think... It may be. We may get fired if we don't pick them to go all the way. VCU is a tough matchup, though. Not going to lie. BYU got gypped.
Here's for our listeners that are watching. Does Richie Saunders look like young Hercules? That's Richie Saunders, right?
I
Tell me that's not Richie Saunders.
I don't see a difference. Look up Richie Saunders. Let's see it. I think it's the same guy.
Is that the same guy? I think that's the same guy.
What is that picture of Richie Saunders?
That's the one that you was on ESPN.
It looks like he just got punched in the face.
Yeah, his chin's looking a little crazy.
That's good. Yeah. I think he looks like Hercules.
Okay. Hercules and BYU.
Can they go the distance?
Hey, there we go. Get that soundbite in there. Team of Destiny, can they go the distance?
Is BYU a
Team of Destiny?
Team of Destiny. Are they?
I think so. VCU is going to be a really tough matchup. Six seed's a really tough place to be in. Some days I'm like, yeah, I get the six seed. Other days I'm like, why is Iowa State a three seed if we beat them twice recently? But all
doesn't
in all,
sense.
I think we can handle it. And I think that the good news is being positioned up against Wisconsin, if Wisconsin wins, I think that's really good news for us. I think we can.
Really?
I think we can beat Wisconsin. But that brings us to our next pick, Montana, Wisconsin. Jake, we have skin in this game, both these games.
Hey, you know what they say? As much as I love Montana, as much as I, you know, raised there, lived there, you know, it's hard because, you know, you don't want to be a homer. And so that's why I'm going with up with Montana, boys, down with the foe. Good old
wow,
Grizzlies fight till the victory.
You had us for a whole 2 seconds.
How'd you go on? Wisconsin flipped Wisconsin, Montana in seven.
I love Money Williams. That's such a great name.
Money
they had
Williams.
Three all-tournament players on the Grizz. Oh, presented by Fortnite. Are we presented by Fortnite?
We're not. We can't actually sponsor that. We picking Montana?
We're picking Montana.
Go Grizz.
You can't go wrong with picking your home school. At
so
least
we picked,
one game.
We picked 2 14 seeds.
We did. So we might want to go back.
Okay. We'll keep going. We'll see how this looks.
St. Mary's and Vanderbilt.
Oh, Brooke Stainer, thank you for the thumbs down. She then put a thumbs up, so I think that was
meant
for a thumbs up.
I'm guessing she said thumbs down to BYU and thumbs up to Montana.
To the Grizzlies.
Go Grizz.
I think that's who she's supporting. For those just tuning in, feel free to comment. We're going to read your comment out here and give us some of your predictions. We'd love to hear them and love to see them. Thank you, Brooke Stainer.
Your guess is as good as ours, honestly, at this point.
I mean, we're just picking random here.
If you wanted to do good, I would pick all the ones and twos to win the first round. And then
what would win in a fight, a Grizzly or a Badger? That's what we're going with. We're going with a Grizzly.
What's going to win in a fight? A Vandal or a Gale? A Commodore?
Like someone named Gale or like...
Someone named Gale.
Hey, the Gales are making a rise. They had a fall off. It's kind of like the name Larry. A lot of people named Larry. Not so many. It's making a comeback.
But how many of them spell their name Gale, G-A-E-L-S?
Not a lot of people.
You taking Vandy or the St. Mary's Gales?
I like Vandy, and let's bring down the field goal post when we do it.
That's a good point. Does that mean they're going to play Alabama in the second round there? Bring down the field goal post again?
Oh, I would love to see it.
Or Robert Morris.
I'd love to see it. Andrew, explain this comment to me.
West Coast Conference always. So she's riding with the Gales.
She's riding with the Gales. Wow. That's the same conference as Zags. Does that change my pick? Does that sway it? WCC always. She sounds pretty confident.
Brooke Stainer, executive order.
Brooke Stainer does sound pretty confident in this pick. You picked St. Mary's or you picked Vandy?
I picked St. Mary's.
Let's go St. Mary's. Let's go.
Two for three. 2 over 3. Yeah, I guess we have, if anyone just goes with me, we'll go the best of three there.
Right. Brooke Stainer, if this is a perfect bracket, thanks to you because of that one pick.
No cut.
And if we're wrong, you suck.
The Cougars versus the Cougars in this for next one.
She said 92% confident. I don't like those odds.
We're going back to Mandy. Back to Mandy. 92.
Don't like those odds.
That's not even an A, I don't think. An A plus.
An A minus.
That's an A minus. Mm-hmm. I don't do A minuses. This is an A plus bracket right here.
And you get an A minus, you know, it's like those Asian parents, you know. You get an A minus, you get kicked out of the house.
Let's get Eric Chen on the pod to confirm.
Can we get
this.
Eric Chen? Kai Whittier on the pod to confirm?
I think we're going Houston.
Hunter Rask says, Jake is so handsome. Thanks, guys.
Fake name. Fake comment.
Hey, how you doing? I see someone out there that I know. Let's see if we can get him in. Oh, he's gone. All right. Let's move on with the bracket. Pretend that didn't happen.
Okay. Georgia and Gonzaga, 92% of the time West Coast Conference. Gonzaga here.
I like the Zags.
I like the Zags, too.
I'm only 92% confident, though, in this pick.
This pick would make Brady Tavish happy. Mark Few, coach of the Zags, no eyebrows.
No eyebrows.
He's won this many conference games and this many March Madness games with no eyebrows. Now, what are you doing with your life?
I mean, really? He hasn't won a championship, though.
Jake hasn't won anything with this perm he's had. But
I've not won anything.
He's 0 for like 20. But Mark Few's won like tons of tournament games with no eyebrows. Which brings us to Clemson and McNeese. McNeese. McNeese and four.
I got McNeese. Let's go McNeese.
Let's go McNeese.
There we go. McNeese. We agree.
Okay.
I like them. Last year, people were high on them. They thought they could make some upsets. Didn't come through last year. This year, I see it happening. Hey, we're getting some thumbs up. Can we get up? Nope.
They just got to wave on sooner.
Well, I get kind of nervous until last minute. Maybe you should wave them on next, and we'll see. They agreed with our McNeese pick. Let's keep it with McNeese, and let's keep it going.
Purdue and High Point.
High Point, what is that, like high school? Or
no, it's actually Sky High.
Sky High.
Popular Disney. Was that Disney? Disney original movie?
I think so. Or Nickelodeon, where they have superpowers.
The best scene is where they're dancing in the air at the end.
I like it when that guy turns into goo.
Ah, yeah, the goo guy.
Or when they turn everyone into babies. What was the plot of that movie? They just turned everyone into babies for no reason.
Let's turn everyone into babies.
I hate superheroes. Let's turn them all into babies.
Yeah, wait, what was up with that? What was the point?
It was funny. It was hilarious. Tell me you didn't laugh. Tell me you didn't laugh when they turned them all into babies.
I know they won in the end. Why was the bus driver in on it?
The bus driver? No, the girl, the hot girl, was actually the bad guy. She had a mask on the whole time.
Why do they turn them into babies? Kurt Russell was in this movie? What the heck?
Does it say why they turn them into babies?
Kurt Russell won Best Actor. Will Stronghold.
Great film. We're going off topic here. But I'm here for it.
Having been de-aged by the pacifier. Oh, it was a villain? I think the villain was this person who was obsessed with turning people into babies.
Huh. Kind of a weird kink, if you ask me.
Gwen? I'm not actually reading. I'm just... Okay. I know these are the questions people are wondering. Yes, Sky High was
Sky
in my
High
top 10.
Did make it to the tournament.
Sky High for the win.
Hopefully they're not babies in this game. Hopefully they're grown men and they can perform. Do you think they'll be babies or men?
Keza Giffa sounds like a baby word that they would say. But that baby does not. This guy's sideburns speak 1800s.
He looks like LiAngelo Ball.
That is LiAngelo Ball.
I might swerve on that corner. Whoa.
I think, is this a 14-3? We already picked let's go Purdue.
No, this is a 4-13. Let's go Purdue. I picked Purdue.
I think this is the game that most people lose money on. I think a lot of people are going to bet on High Point because Purdue always sucks in the bracket. Always. Except for when they had Zach Eadie.
Purdue can't always do.
They are the Boilermakers, more like the makers of boils on their skin. Shout out Brady Tavish. Purdue's going to probably lose that one.
Horrendous. Okay.
Illinois Xavier. One of my best buds picked Illinois to win the whole thing, run the table.
I got Illinois?
Really? I got Xavier.
Oh, I got Texas.
And not just because I'm going to name my son. You do. I think this is a 6-11 upset here.
All right, let's go with it. Let's Xavier. Ride.
If this changes and Xavier doesn't win, I think I'm not riding with him, but we'll see. Kentucky-Troy. Kentucky lost first round last year to Oakland. We've already had a ton of...
3-14 seats. No, I got Kentucky.
Let's go Kentucky.
They got a new coach
as
well.
As leal as we like Pope.
Pope.
I'm okay with Pope.
Me and him had a falling out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is this the time that you want to talk about that?
Well, he never told me he was leaving, and I felt like I should have been the first person to
know.
You
committed to BYU, and now you have to decommit. Now you got stuck in the
portal. I decided to come to BYU knowing that...
Lost your eligibility.
Yes, knowing that Pope would be the coach, and I was betrayed, backstabbing, belittled. But we'll go with him. Brooke Stainer says, I expect an apology when the Gales make a run. I didn't know you were a big Gales fan, Brooke Stainer, and I don't know why you are. I've never met a St. Mary's fan in my life.
She's talking like she's a D1 athlete or something. I won't be talked down upon.
Yeah, aren't we way more credible? We've played no D1 sports.
I've watched D1 sports.
Yes, so that makes us credible.
Credible. UCLA, Utah State. I feel uncomfortable about both these teams.
I do too. I don't.
Are
like
you a true Aggie?
I feel like this is a bracket breaker.
Bracket breaker right here. This is the first one. Bracket
breaker alert.
Bracket breaker.
I got UCLA though.
I do too.
Okay.
Tennessee Wofford.
Woof woof. Tennessee.
Bark bark. All right. We made it to the round of 32.
Wow.
Let's cook.
We've ran 30 minutes. That was supposed to be the longest, but let's cook this next round. Let's go through it.
First inclinations.
Auburn.
Michigan, Yale. Is the girl from freshman year still in your heart, Jake?
I did pick Michigan in this game, but do we want to go Yale?
We want this to look like a Jake and Drew podcast.
Let's go. Bracket. Let's go Yale.
Yale. SDSU, UNC. Do they get the upset versus Iowa State here?
I don't think so. Do you?
No.
Okay. Why are you being so weird about it then? Let's go Iowa State.
I think SDSU will win.
Wow.
Just kidding. Marquette, Michigan State.
Marquette. I got Michigan State.
Marquette. Me too. Michigan State's going to be Final Four team. Sweet. Florida, UConn.
I got UConn.
Oh my goodness. This is a Jake and Drew one.
Do you have Florida?
I have Florida.
Do you? I feel like this is turning into my bracket. I don't want that to be the case.
No, I really put forth for UNC Wilmington.
Okay, yeah. That's worth like 20 bad picks.
As long as I get UNC Wilmington in the Elite Eight.
UNC Wilmington. The most prestigious school out of all the schools.
And what do you know? Drake and UNC Wilmington.
Do we want to go on?
Let's go Drake. Let's go Drake. Last I
are we going? Yes, yes.
It's not like we can change.
You would see Williamson.
Okay.
The finest school in all of college basketball.
Nobody plays basketball like they do. The right way.
The right way.
Do we look at any of the players they had on
ball
the team?
Ball movement, five passes before they even shoot the ball. UNC Williamson, the best of the best.
Karamari McGriff and Donovan Newby.
Newby.
I'm going to stick it to Daniel Arubi and Bennett Sturts.
Will McGriff pull it off again? UNC Williamson?
Memphis and Maryland? The Terps or the Tigers?
UNC Williamson right now.
Yeah, get me a picture of their coach. What does their coach look like?
If
he doesn't have big chop sideburns, I'm going to be disappointed. If he doesn't look like he... Oh.
He doesn't look like...
Presumably what? From North Carolina. University of North Carolina.
Oh. Whoa.
What?
Not what I expected. Look him up. Tako Siddle. Where are you gonna just look up coach.
Takayo Siddle. Oh.
I'm starting to like the team less.
I'm starting to think that this guy is not... This guy doesn't look like a winner.
Well, this is... We're saying this because he has kind of a baby face, right?
Right, right. What else would it be?
I don't know.
I think this picture just makes me think this guy was bullied in high school. I don't know what it is. But, this changes my mind a little bit.
He's getting angry at the team. He's frustrated.
He does look like a guy, though, that you're like, oh, remember Takayo Little on...
Remember when he gave that motivational speech in One Shining Moment?
In the One Shining Moment video, and he was yelling at the refs?
Yeah. Let's keep it. I like him. I like that guy.
Before we get back to you, it's Wellington. Memphis and Maryland? Jake?
I picked Memphis, but I wouldn't mind Maryland here either.
I picked Maryland here.
Let's go Maryland.
Let's go Maryland.
UMC Williams. You want Sam Williams?
I can't wait until we pick him next round. St. John's in Kansas. Are you feeling Patino?
I picked Kansas in my normal bracket. It's the first day, so I haven't looked back on my bracket, but I'm down to run with St. John's.
Ricky PP. Love him.
I don't like Ricky PP.
He knows. He's
the PP man.
The PP. Duke and Baylor. I think this is where Baylor's run comes to an end.
All right, let's go Duke.
Liberty and
EJ. EJ,
Arizona.
DJ, VJ.
U of A. Where are we rolling?
I got U of A.
I do too. I don't know why. I feel like they could be a first round exit or they're a Final Four exit. And there's no in between.
Very true. Very true.
BYU and Montana. Oh my gosh. Jake, I've been prepared for this.
You have. What have you done?
I brought two hats in.
Okay.
It didn't take a lot of preparation, actually.
Okay. Do I have to select the hat? Okay. We got a Grizz hat and a BYU hat. I'm gonna make this
I'll just hold it like this.
Okay. He's holding the two hats.
A Grizz and a BYU hat.
A Grizz and a BYU hat. Up with Montana Boys, proud sponsor of Up Top. Actually, we are not, but we love their clothing, so we're gonna support them. And BYU Cougars. Thrift Hood.
This was actually from Rec League. Love this brand.
Sweet.
I asked the guy, I was like, hey, because it was an expensive hat, but I was kind of on the fence and I was like, hey, if I wanted to return this hat, like, would it be, okay, do you guys do returns? He's like, well, nobody's ever returned one article of our clothing ever, so I don't really know. And I was like, it's kind of a cocky thing to say, but
yeah.
Sir, you have my business. UNC Williamson.
Sold. You have any UNC Williamington gear?
Dang,
no,
that,
we definitely
that
do not.
That was a good answer. Jake, your pick?
Show the camera. Show the camera these hats. Beautiful stuff. Okay, put it in front of me. Put the hats in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Fake out, Grizz. Wait. We're gonna go. BYU.
Okay. I thought you were gonna tear off your shirt and there'd be another one.
As suspenseful as possible. Tear off my shirt.
This is my nightmare scenario. It's a bad problem to have, but BYU Montana, because like it's both of their years. If either team, this is the best BYU team in the last 20 years, besides maybe the Jimmer team. Mm-hmm. Best BYU team in the last 10 years for sure. And this might be the best Montana team in the last 20 years.
Agreed. I don't know about Montana.
This one's for Big Boy Coog.
Big Boy Coog. BYU's making a run. Destiny.
May he
Could
rest,
it be a team of destiny?
Rest in power, Big Boy Coog. Vandy in Alabama, a little what's it called? Replay of the football game.
Yes.
Who do we got?
Wait, I thought we had St. Mary's.
No. That's coming. Oh. Do we have St. Mary's?
Well, I thought we were going with the 92%.
No, remember she said 92%? You're like, I don't feel confident about that.
I say we run St. Mary's. I say we trust her.
Okay, do we trust St.
Mary's?
Because
then we have someone to blame.
Oh, I like that. St. Mary's or Alabama?
I got Alabama.
Okay, running with them. It was a long run.
Actually, I got St. Mary's.
Actually, Vanderbilt. I'm feeling out.
Wait, are we going Alabama?
West Coast Conference matchup.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
We should do it now.
That would be cool.
Houston Gonzaga?
Gonzaga
would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
I think Houston's winning this one. I think they're the best team in the
116. Norfolk State.
That could be pretty cool.
That could be cool. Hold on. Hear me out. They haven't won anything. They're one of the worst teams in the college.
That could be pretty cool.
That could be cool.
When Jake looks at you like this, like, and he says, that could be pretty cool. Not going to be something good.
That could be cool.
Be cool.
I got a Isaac Ayers, Montana native, says Montana is not winning.
Okay.
Emphasis on the not.
Did he all caps not?
He did. He was really mad that we picked Montana to win in the first round. Is he a Badger fan?
Badger fan.
I don't think he's been listening to the whole podcast so far. What we're saying here is Montana,
that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool. I'm just saying. I think they can do it. I believe. We've had 4 years in a row where we've been the 14th seed, never done it. This is the year. Even though Wisconsin is one of the best three seeds, they can do it.
We have picked 14, three of the 14 cool. seeds to win. Okay.
I thought we were going to go fastest round. Let's keep it moving.
We haven't. You've been trying to read every comment that's ever existed.
Well, I like reading the comments.
McNeese and Purdue. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Who are you feeling?
I'm feeling McNeese.
I'm not feeling Purdue, so I guess I'm feeling
right,
McNeese.
Let's go McNeese.
Xavier, Kentucky.
Who are you riding with?
Yo, I'm riding with Xavier.
Okay, let's run it.
But Xavier's kind of my freshman year girl that I still have a crush on. It's kind of the thing.
It's a hard one because they barely make the tournament.
Yeah, they might not even be in this.
Yeah, they may not. We may have just picked Texas, which I would be fine with.
Texas might be a Sweet 16. Kentucky or Texas?
Let's go Texas. I don't trust Kentucky either.
Go Xavier. Okay.
Can we talk about Kentucky's resume? They always seem to choke early in rounds. Mm-hmm. Pope, the coach for BYU last year, he choked versus 11 seed Darquise Songkeek.
DeQuesney or Duquesne, as it's more properly pronounced.
DeCourse. And so I don't trust him.
Oh, that was it?
Yes.
So. Oh, okay. UCLA or Tennessee, Jake? Initial, just fast round.
Tennessee.
I think Tennessee's really good this year. Uh-oh. Wait, are we already to the next round?
Wow.
Whoa, we're cooking.
Okay, we're going fast. I think that took us 12 minutes.
Auburn and Yale, we're back to them.
I got Auburn.
Oh, that's where their run ends.
That's where the run ends.
Michigan State, Iowa State.
Oh. I think this game could go either way. Haven't they played each other? Check if they've played each other. I think they've played each other.
Oh, they have. Nope, never mind. I looked too soon.
Oh, no, they
haven't.
Doesn't
look like it. I'm not a fan of Michigan State because I don't really like Tom Izzo that much. But I do think Michigan State wins this game.
You think so?
But I could see this going either way.
I could see it going either way, too. It's up to you. You have a deciding factor.
I'm the deciding one here?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Big 12.
Big 12?
Big 12. There's a reason why they have two more numbers than Big 10. UConn and Maryland. This might not even happen, but here it is in our bracket. Do you have the repeat champs beating the Terps, the Turtles? Maryland, very high-scoring offense. UConn, battle-tested. Seem like they're always ready for these kind of things.
I do like UConn.
And?
That's all I'm going to say. Up to you. I like UConn, though. Do you like Maryland?
I like Maryland.
Okay. If you want to go Maryland, we can go Maryland. Anything you want.
Okay. That was so far. Are these buddies trying to kick us out here?
Oh, I don't know. I think hey, they're checking out. Wave them in. Wave them in.
Let's cook. Oh, I know. I mean, I think they're on the pod.
Oh, are we out of time?
Almost. We got a minute.
Oh, we got a minute. Holy crap. Okay, we got to cook.
Let's go.
Fast as possible. St. John's.
UNC with me.
UNC with Hampton.
Duke, Arizona.
Arizona.
BYU, St. Mary's.
BYU.
Houston, McNeese.
McNeese. Houston. Okay, yeah.
Xavier, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay, we got it. We're speed running. We're running out of time. Iowa State.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, Auburn.
Okay. Maryland, St. John's.
St. John's.
Dude, I love St. John's. BYU, Arizona.
Let's go Arizona.
Okay.
I love Caleb Love.
I think this is exactly how my bracket
went. Houston.
Houston. Final four. Auburn, St. John's.
Who are we riding with? I like St. John's.
Ricky PP. All right. Okay. Arizona, Houston.
I like Caleb Love. Who are you going with?
I'm willing to go.
Or Houston.
I don't like rooting for Arizona, but I think I could go either way. But then again, I did say Arizona could have a first round
exit. Let's go easy.
Okay.
And then are we going Ricky PP?
I think we're going Ricky
PP. Let's go Ricky PP. You heard it here first. Our March Madness pick. Elise commented before we announce our winner. Elise commented, can I come pick you up now? Yes, you can, because we have finished our bracket. St. John's is winning it all. If you want a good bracket, rewatch this. Look through it. Hey, we just made a perfect bracket. Thank you for watching. Anything you'd like to say?
Go Cougs, baby. Hey, if it's ain't St. John's, it's the BYU Cougars. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Let's run it.